Let's talk music. We have Zal in our community studio, a.k.a. Better Call Zal.
Yeah, boy, some people only need to be known by one name. People like Plato, Confucius, Zal. Just one
that.
Name. He's a promoter putting together an awesome festival that is going to be taking place, the Franklin Street Parklet, October 3rd, kind of coinciding with Main Craft Weekend and the 9th Annual Art of Ellsworth. Tell us about Zaustock, Zal.
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to be having an awesome community event October 3rd. I've been a part of a community organization over the last few years called Zao Festivals, kind of starting up different community grass-led organizations. But I'd love to start out with a little bit of who I am what I'm doing here.
Yeah, we met you at a business after hours. You came up to me, introduced yourself. So, yeah, how did you find where you're at? Why music? Yeah, let's learn about Zal.
Yeah, for sure. So I grew up in Boston, Massachusetts, the suburbs, just around Foxborough, and had an awesome 18 years there before I went out to college in Rochester. And that's where I met a musician. First time I was ever really realizing that art could be behind the scenes and all of those pieces that go into that. So from there, I kind of chatted with him and realized one of the things he needed was to be able to chat with get support on the distribution side. So that's kind of where I came in and wanted to share his music with other people. So that brought me out here a couple years ago, and I wanted to bring that music energy out here to Maine.
I like that because we always think about people wanting to be in the arts, but you nailed it. There are important people that need to be behind the scenes to make everything happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you need somebody that knows what they're doing and knows how to bring talent together and knows how to meet expectations of an audience. And I'm guessing those are all things that you excel in, Zal.
Yeah, no, I love the networking side of it and bringing people together. When I can see bringing the best of different individuals and being able to help them exemplify that and bring that to our team, it's an absolute pleasure because there's so many people out there that can do so many cool things that I couldn't even imagine doing myself. But bringing those people together is one of the things that I can do. So I love doing that, and I can't wait to do that here on October 3rd and bring that local Maine community alive.
All right, coming up, we'll find out more about Zaustock and who's going to be performing, and something for you to think about, Zao, and then we'll have you give us the answer when we come back. Your favorite concert that you've ever seen, your greatest live music experience, if you had to boil it down to one, what would it be?
And that'll be coming up next.
Think about that. All right, Zal is with us. We're talking Zaustock, October 3rd in downtown Ellsworth on Star 97.7. In our community studio, we've got Zal, and Zal is putting together Zaustock, a free one-day artist-built music festival, the Franklin Street Parklet, downtown Ellsworth, Saturday, October 3rd, and we're about to get some of the details about Zaustock, who's going to perform and what time, what can people expect, Zal?
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to have 8 awesome groups coming in and performing during the day from 12 to 6. 5 of them are going to be local Maine artists, and 3 of them are artists from the Zao who have supported me throughout the last few years in different capacities, coming in from all the way from California, New York, and the DMV. So we got the Crown Vicks starting us off, so that's going to be a blast. A local band with Steve Peer coming in and supporting at Black Moon and being a partner there for our after party. So definitely make sure you're there for that. And then we have Open X going to be rocking it out as a power pop rock group. Mm-hmm. So then we'll be rocking it out into Grass Rug, a jam rock band who's local to the Portland area. Then we'll have Acadia Rising with World Rhythms and Global Fusion. And then we'll be rocking it over to our solo pianist, Michael Anderson, a friend of mine that I've met over my last 2 years here. And then we're going to be rocking it into our 3 Zao artists, D-Coop from the DMV, Lion's Den from New York, and Falenz from California.
Wow.
And it's going to be an absolute blast. D-Coop is a hip-hop artist that pulls in reggae, rock, punk, Lion's Den is native electro, reggae, and hip hop. And then Falenz is going to be rock, guitar, and soundtrack. So he's going to be closing out the day.
I love the variety.
Yeah, I have to ask about your shirt, Zal, because it says Zalville, I think, in Miami 2024. What is that all about? Have you put on a festival in Miami?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So it says Zalchella here.
Oh, Zalchella.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Zal things going on.
Exactly. We are really building out the IP of the Zal and using that to help out showcasing our artists, helping distribute what they're doing. So Zalchella in Miami was our last event that I organized in 2024, December, and it was an absolute blast. We had so many different people come together and help support that and bring together over 16 artists at that point to come to Miami and rock out.
So do you envision Zalstock continuing in Ellsworth each year in the fall, Zal?
Oh, yes, 100%. So this is going to be our first year, and this is going to be our flagship Zal Festival every year. So the goal is to continue rocking out different Zal festivals around the world. But every year, we're going to be coming back to Maine, my local area, and really being able to showcase becoming bigger and bigger each year.
So before we get, now you asked him a question. So this is interesting. I'm waiting to hear this. You asked him about, of all the, you know, you're involved with live music. Well, who's one artist that just you'll always remember? It was just, it's stamped in your mind forever.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to go with my cheesy answer here. The artist that I've been working with for the last 6 years, Django W. He's an experimental hip hop artist. And I had been working with him for 4 years until I saw him perform for the first time.
Holy cow.
And that was at my event, Zalpalooza, which started off our live event series in 2024, April in New York City, where he's from. And that's really what started this whole journey. So being able to see him perform each and every time has been an absolute blast because he is a solid performer. So it's just a fun time for me, not only as a business individual, but just as a friend and just seeing it as a live fan.
Nice.
We may have had people who have just joined us like halfway through, so I want to put your website out there, Zal, so people can get all the details about Zalstock October 3rd in downtown Ellsworth, zaostock.com. That's Zalstock, zaostock.com. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you, Zal.
Much.
This was great, and you'll be back. We're going to have you back shortly before it all takes place in October. All right.
Thanks for joining us, Zal. Great to meet you.